ponder.
Welcome back to our program. We're continuing our conversation this morning about spirituality, about life after death, reincarnation, you name it. We're talking about it today. We've had several guests on our program already. We're going to turn to our next guest. Her name is Barbara Hopkinson. She's from the Boston area. She tells a story about her son passing away and her being able to communicate with him. We're going to talk with her right now. She's on the phone there. Okay. Barbara, are you there?
I am.
Good morning. And welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How would you classify yourself, first of all, Barbara?
I'm just ordinary. I spent 30 years in the corporate world and several of those at IBM and was a skeptic. But in that time, I lost three children, the oldest of which is my son, Brent, 21, in a motorcycle accident. So that caused me to start a chapter of the Compassionate Friends in Massachusetts to support families after they've lost a child. And after 10.5 years of doing that, the last 5 years, I decided to write a book, and that's called The Butterfly's Journey, Healing Grief After the Loss of a Child. So now I'm really retired from the corporate world, and I'm an author and a grief mentor. So I've also got a virtual support program that, you know, so I can help people who can't drive to me.
Okay.
Find hope and happiness again.
Okay. Now, you talked about the loss of three children, Barbara.
Yes.
You know, it's bad just having one child that passes away.
Horrible.
Yeah. And so you have my sympathy on that. But as a grief counselor, how do you feel about that? What do you tell people when they lose a loved one? How do you empathize with them, and how do you make their lives better?
Well, I really, first of all, really understand what their situation is and listen, do a lot of listening, because that's what they need. They need to be able to talk about it, because there aren't a lot of people that can relate to what they're going through, or, you know, it's a very uncomfortable topic. People don't like about the death of children. It's almost like they're afraid it's contagious, so they get a little squirmy. So I certainly provide an outlet for them, but then I start asking them questions about whether or not they believe in the continued existence of their children's spirit. And, you know, and then work their way to the conversation to a lot of the examples and the signs that I've had, and, you know, get them to start thinking about opening up and recommending books and things like that, that kind of help them think about it with more of an open mind. Because, you know, when you're a parent, you're programmed to protect your child, and that's the worst part when you can't do that anymore after they've gone. So to just knowing, becoming, I guess, having the faith that they're okay lifts a huge burden and helps you heal.
And
I use a lot of holistic things as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're talking with Barbara Hopkinson. She's the author of A Butterfly's Journey. She's also a grief counselor, a grief mentor, I believe it's what you called
right.
yourself.
Yeah, right. I'm not a therapist. It just, you know, through experience and through working with lots of bereaved families over the last 10.5 years.
Well, tell us the story about your son that passed away that you say you've been communicating with.
Yeah, Brent, that's been the strongest communications and signs. He was out at Arizona State University on his way to becoming an Army pilot in an Army ROTC program, and he got on a friend's motorcycle that was I think he didn't realize was way over his head experience-wise, and he lost control of it. And so, you know, overnight, I mean, suddenly, in an instant, you know, he was gone, and our world totally changed. I was married 30 years. At the time, our 30-year marriage fell apart due to grief. His brother, who's still alive now, it was the week he graduated high school, and, you know, he got into college the following year and flunked out, and he did get back in and finish, but it just totally rocks your world. So it sent me on a spiritual journey. I reached out to some friends and started, you know, meditating and really on this quest to find out some sort of, I didn't believe in reincarnation, or I was raised Catholic, but I hadn't really given that much thought to afterlife until I really needed to at that point. So I started on a quest to try to find out, or to try to get some evidence of whether or not it was real. And I have absolutely come to the conclusion that it's absolutely real. And I get messages from him all the time, not just directly. I can feel him directly, but I have friends that have the capability also to be able to get messages from him. And
well Barbara, let me ask you this, and again, mm-hmm. I'm going to play a devil's advocate
yeah,
here.
Yeah, sure.
How do you know? Is it a thing where you miss him so much, you grieve for him so much that you think you're getting these messages from him?
No. I'm way too skeptical for that. this is pretty concrete stuff. So let me give you a couple examples.
Okay.
A few months after he died, we went away just to get away before the holidays with some friends. And one of my friends, who's actually a nurse and has a doctorate and runs a service for Mass General Hospital, very together person, but she has some capabilities that she, her father, and her grandmother all had. And he was able to talk with her. And we did some meditation together. And she not only described the flowers he had given me for Mother's Day that year, she described the thing you mentioned earlier. I had put something in his casket just before I closed it, and I had not told anyone about it. So she knew what she was describing when she described the flowers, but when she described this other thing, she had no idea what it was. I knew immediately what it was. It was a lanyard keychain from his college that had a certain insignia on it. And I nearly fell off my chair because, again, I hadn't told anyone. I had just slipped it in his casket. So that was one indication.
He communicated with her, and she told you.
Yes.
Okay. Does he communicate with you directly?
Through a feeling. I think people have different skills, right? And I've been trying to develop my own skills, and my intuition has gotten better. But I don't tend to get direct messages from him. I do get some signs.
Mm-hmm.
He did wake me up the night he died saying, "I'm sorry." I was very angry at him for getting on that motorcycle.
Mm.
And he woke me up in the middle of the night, and I could hear his voice in my head. But I haven't had that kind of sign much since. But I can feel his presence, especially when I really get quiet and meditate.
Mm.
Things happen. I've had lights come on when they shouldn't have or flicker, or I've had things like that. But let me give you another example that's really very concrete.
Okay, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, a friend of mine, a different friend who's a musician that he actually channels songs to that are out of my sight. She texted me one morning. I was renting a place temporarily, and she said, "Brent says to watch your step going up your front steps, Mom." And I said, okay. She's never been to the place. When I got back, there was a crack the entire length of the wooden step. If I had put my weight on the outside edge of it, I would have gone flying.
Well, I tell you, Barb, we've got news coming up in less than a minute. I'm going to ask you to hang on for about 4 minutes.
Sure.
Can you do that?
We've
got other guests, but I'd like to bump them for a few minutes just to complete our conversation.
Sure.
We're talking with Barbara Hopkinson. She's the author of A Butterfly's Journey. She's a mentor for grievers. News is coming up next, but on the other side of the news, we're going to continue our conversation with Barbara. If you've got a question you'd like to pose to Barbara, please give us a call at 330-450-1480. You can give us an email at rponder@whbc.com, and you can also communicate with us on Facebook. We'll be right back on the Ron Ponder Show. Program, and yes, there is a message in our music. That's Eric Clapton in the background supplying this piece of bumper music. The name of it is Tears in Heaven. It's about his son who was killed, actually died, and right before Eric Clapton, he couldn't do anything about it. We still have Barbara Hopkinson on the line. We've got some other folks on the line, but I want to grab at least one local call. This is Ms. Know-It-All. Good morning, Ms. Know-It-All.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I wasn't going to call, but there's something just said, yes, call, because somebody must need this. Okay, but my parents both died the same day. My mother died of a heart attack in bed. My father found her, and it was early in the morning, and he had a massive right beside her.
Wow.
And so they died, and I had to take care of the house and to get an auction going. And so I sat at the kitchen table, and I just cried. I couldn't get it together. And then I just ran. I said, I'm gonna run out of here. And as soon as I got to the dishwasher, my father, which does not believe in coming back or doing any of that stuff, cholesterol stuff. But my mother did. So this is why I have to believe it, because my dad never believed in that stuff. But he came to me, and it was real cold, and it was like he was over my shoulder. And I could see, like, you know, like you're outside, and it's real cold, like the, like fog. And he says, it's okay. Do what you have to do. He said, your mother and I are fine.
Wow.
And that's what he said. So, see, they know that they're together, too. So I just wanted to say that, because he never came back to me again. Of course, my mother didn't either.
But did that make you feel better?
Oh, yeah. And then I just, it was like a whole relaxation. I stopped, and I did everything I needed to do.
Good. Boy, and that's, you know, my kids would say, boy, that's pretty freaky.
That's what God does for you.
Yeah, you're right. You never know. You know, we'll have to have another show on spirituality, but I got some opinions on that. But I appreciate you sharing that experience with us, Miss Know-It-All.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Let's get back to Barbara. That was pretty interesting. Let's get back to Barbara Hopkinson. Barbara, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Okay. And as you know, Barbara's talking about her son who passed away and communicates with her. She's also the author of A Butterfly's Journey. One quick final question for you, Barbara. You call yourself a grieving mentor.
Grief coach, mentor, whatever. I want to help other families find hope and happiness again after that intense grief related to the loss of a child.
Now, if there's someone out there listening to our program right now who just experienced a death of a close one, what is it that you could say in your capacity and with your experience that would make them feel better right now?
Well, first of all, to trust in that their child's continued existence, and to find some quiet time and keep a lookout for signs or ways that they might be able to communicate. But I think the most important thing is to focus on the love, because the love is a much higher vibration than the pain and the grief. And they want you to feel better. They want you to remember the positive memories and how much you loved them, and focus on that. It'll help you heal much faster than if you just keep entrenched in the pain and the loss.
Okay.
And it'll make it easier for them to get through to you as well.
Okay, good advice. Now, how can they communicate with you? I'm not talking about on the other side. How can our listeners communicate
right.
with you?
My website is abutterfliesjourney.com. That's, you know, possessive, no apostrophe. And they can contact me on the contact page there, and the book is for sale. And but they also can, barbara@abutterfliesjourney.com in email, or they can call 617-410-6309. So any of those ways, and there's a lot of information on the website, again, at butterfliesjourney.com.
Great. Well, Barbara Hopkinson, we appreciate you being a guest this morning, and continued blessings to you.
Thank you. And I just want to offer any of your listeners a 30-minute free conversation with me.
Ah,
well,
I like anything free. No, I don't. I like a lot of things free. Thank you, Barbara.
Great, but thank you very much.
Okay.
Ponder.